We're back with you with our very, very special guest, Dr. Judy Wood. We're talking about her piece on molecular dissociation from dust to dirt. Go ahead, Dr. Wood.
And the reason why it's from dust to dirt, dust causes a problem and they cover it up with dirt. Part of the cleanup effort, and the cleanup is what gets them into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the cover-up.
Yeah.
We go to Dirt 3, to that page.
Okay.
That one specializes in dirt.
All right.
And the first picture is the potting soil-looking dirt dumped on the ground in front of WFC2. That's across the street from the complex. There's no fire there.
Hmm.
You know, they're going to landscape it. And this is just a few days after 9/11. And the picture below that is hilarious. You got this fire truck kind of crumpled up. It's got dirt inside it and outside of it on the ground.
Huh.
How would that dirt...
It sure does.
And the picture's at now 84 and 85, we have this bucket brigade. And all those guys are standing on dirt. This is an area of the complex that's... It was covered with this plaza level. There's no dirt there beforehand.
Huh.
So what warrants this bucket brigade? Up the line comes these pieces of trash. I wonder if dirt is going down the line.
That is something else.
And there's another picture a bit further down, 89. That was a killer. They entered that into the system on the 13th, but it could have been taken before then. That was the first day that FEMA entered these pictures. That's fresh dirt. It looks like it's from a landfill.
Yeah.
Could that be how they got, like, pens and pencils that look like they belonged in offices?
Hmm.
If you bring in dirt from a landfill... With trash in it?
Why would they put dirt on the rubble pile?
To quiet the molecular dissociation. That, what looks like steam coming up?
Yeah.
Is the material coming apart, continuing to disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of molten metal was put out there as a cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one single picture of molten metal, and instead we have puddles of water. So this is pretty peculiar of, you know, what would be happening to the material and what would happen to people if they breathed this.
Mm-hmm.
And further on down, I've got pictures of, well, like figure 95, that's another good one where we're looking right at the plaza level. You can see some of the sidewalk there, and you got dirt packed down. This is taken just 2 days later.
Hmm.
And further on down, figures 102 and 103, we have truckloads of dirt. Those first ones, the four yellow trucks, they're driving south towards the complex. I don't know where the 103 trucks are going, mm-hmm. but I know that the first three trucks in line have uniform coverage. It's uniform dirt on top of their trucks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like debris. And picture 104 and 105, we're down at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
And you see that it looks like steam, but you see water sitting there, puddles of water.
Right. A rainbow looking.
That's not hot.
Yeah. There's a rainbow in both those pictures.
Yep. And you see bright orange beams. If you click on the picture on the left, you can see out in the distance, I should make an enlargement of these. some bright orange core columns.
Yeah.
They're just extremely rusty. And the rust that we saw was, you know, it's either or. It's either rust or not. Mm-hmm. And it's bright, bright reddish orange,
right.
Like iron.
Right. What are those?
Those core columns?
Yeah.
They're the last of the columns that the tower stood on. Of the steel structure.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened to the rest of the steel structure? Because, you know, they fry it down to a certain level and they have to quit frying it.
Yeah.
But it keeps unraveling, I believe. But clearly, from the Dust 2 page, we see how once it lands, it continues to come apart, because about 30 minutes later, you start getting these fuzz balls around people's feet. And then a little bit later, it doesn't even need people to walk on it to come up. It just starts coming up, and it looks like a rock video where they have dry ice or something making the steam across the stage. So I think this is a pretty good smoking gun.
Yeah, very interesting.
Especially hosing down the steam, looking. I call it fuming. I've got a new vocabulary list at the beginning of all these terms. There's fuming and there's fuzz balls. There's fuzzy blobs. Fuzzy blobs go in and eat up cars. That's how we get the toasted cars. They don't necessarily burn. It just disintegrates the cars. Sometimes they burn, but what was interesting is the gas tanks did not explode.
The gas tanks did not explode.
Of the cars. But the engine blocks disintegrated. As though it likes high carbon steel.
Now, I noticed on figure 106... And you raise the question, why are they still hosing down the pile in March 2002?
Yeah. They're hauling out dirt now, the dirt that's gone to the bottom of the hole, and they're still hosing it down. I believe they cover the molecular dissociation with dirt and then scoop up the dirt and haul it out. But they have to keep it wet.
Yeah.
When I have time, I'll do another page where I have a picture of the same place in dry weather and in wet weather. In wet weather, there's no steam coming up. In dry weather, there is.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I think we know what
that's totally illogical.
Right. So that's what I call fuming. It looks, you know, this stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So wetting it down, especially putting, you know, moist potting soil type dirt on it, quiets it and contains it. But yeah, they're constantly hosing it down.
Yeah.
In March.
Now 6 months after, the workers are wearing respirators. Not simple.
Yeah,
dust masks.
They know that it's dangerous. And I noticed that several of them have these little monitors on their mask to measure how much exposure they've had to something. So whoever the contractors were involved with the cleanup are aware of what they were cleaning up. They have knowledge of what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell the people.
People still haven't been told.
And what is so interesting is the psychological effect of all of this. Why, when this information has been right out there in front of us, has it taken this long for us to see it?
Yeah.
Because they distract us from looking at the truth.
Yep. Dr. Wood, you've done it again. Thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Then we give them that website again, janedoe0911.tripod.com, and you're going to see a whole lot of stuff. Thanks again.
Ourselves with Ambrose Eilane Sr. live on XM Channel 169, The Power.
This is Keith Murphy in the Urban Journal newsroom, and these are some of the stories we're following this hour. A death that occurred months after the World Trade